Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it, you should go over there and start using it now.
Inflation is costing U.S. households an extra $341 a month, as you can see in this article, and they're prefacing it with, here's what you can do to save. Everything is more expensive. I don't have to convince you guys of that. You guys are seeing it at the gas pump. You're seeing it at the grocery stores. You're seeing it on your bills. You're seeing it everywhere. Everyone is seeing this inflation, and so this is primarily concerning to me, because I do so much to support Black-owned businesses, that I have to hit us with the hard truth. We got to just jump right into this, okay, you guys? So, hard Black-owned business facts. Number one, the majority of our products and services are non-essential. That is a hard truth for me to have to tell you guys, and I want you to be blunt and brutally honest. Right now, if every single Black-owned business in America closed, would you still be able to live a relatively normal life? Meaning you would still have water, gas, electricity, all the fundamentals, grocery stores, pharmacies. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, all of what you need to live would still go on. So I don't have to tell you guys that most of what we have and what we provide are non-essentials. Number two, the majority of our products are overpriced, and they're overpriced because typically us being new entrepreneurs and having little to no startup capital, we're not able to buy our products in the amount of bulk to get our profit margins to a comfortable place. So it costs us more. So we wind up charging our customers more. Number three, the majority of our customers have the least disposable income. Typically, Black-owned businesses target Black consumers. Their products are geared towards Black consumers because they're usually trying to fill a niche or satisfy a service that was largely unfulfilled. And Black people in America have the least disposable income. Number four, our businesses are stereotyped for bad customer service. Now, I'm not saying that that is true. I am telling you what is the overarching believed stereotype. So what this means is that while we are in an inflationary environment, we have products that are not needed, that cost the most. We're selling to people who have the least amount of money, and we're known for providing bad service. That really puts you in a very vulnerable spot. So when someone is looking at their shopping list and they're saying, I got to cut $341 off, are you going to be on that list? Now, here is the sort of concerning and also relieving part of that. This is not new. We've been here before. So for you guys to truly understand, we have to revisit history, because that is our greatest teacher. That is the Great Depression. Okay. Most people think of the Great Depression as this one little stock market crash that lasted for a very short amount of time. That is not true. The Great Depression lasts from 1929 to 1939. That is a decade, 10 years. So it started, of course, with the stock market crash of 1929 that caused all of the people to sell. There was over 16,410,030 shares of stock sold off in one day, which literally lost $40 billion from the market. So most of you guys know about what started it, and most people don't really study what kind of took place and how people endured during that. I'm not saying that we're at that level of Great Depression, but I'm saying we are very close to it. So we do need to study it and see how to navigate. As you can see here, this gentleman who was a well-to-do gentleman, $100 will buy this car because he had lost all of his money on the stock market. So I think it is very important to really visit some of what was happening, the despair. Between 1929 and 1932, 109,000 plus businesses failed. Over 6,000 banks collapsed. By 1933, some 15 million Americans were unemployed, and nearly half of the country's banks had failed. By 1930, 12 million were out of work, and every day, 12,000 people lost their jobs. 20,000 companies just by 1930 had gone bankrupt. 23 million people committed suicide. Like, this was a very serious time. And so, like, as you can see here, he says, I know three languages, three trades. I speak three languages, fought for 3 years, got three children, and no work for 3 months. And I only want a job. Here is a photo of sort of a protest and an outrage about what was going on. If you look at some of the signage, it looks really familiar to some of the things that we're hearing today. Stop evictions, stop shutting off gas and lights and water, right? We need milk for our children. Milk was a high commodity item at that time. It was very expensive. Repeal the sales tax, right? Repeal the sales tax and tax the rich. These are things that we're saying today. People were hungry. They were out in the streets. There were things called soup lines where they were feeding people, men, for free. So here's a couple of the lines, and here's one of the actual buildings where they were feeding people free coffee and donuts for the unemployed. Then there were spaces in Central Park specifically created called Hooverville. So these were shanty towns where people were homeless. Right now, we're seeing a lot of tents everywhere. You can go to any metropolitan city right now, and you will notice an uptick of tents just littered all over the streets. Well, this was their equivalent to tent living. This is one of the saddest stories that I saw that come out of this. There was a mother. This is a real story. Four children for sale. Inquire within. That's how bad it got. She was actually pregnant at the time, and she sold eventually all four of her children, including the one that she was carrying. So all of the children actually were taken in by other families. But can you imagine, like, that level of desperation, because you just simply cannot feed your children? And of course, as they say, when America has a cold, Black people get the flu or pneumonia. So who suffered the most during the Great Depression? Black employees and Black business owners. Because as you know, when things are kind of plentiful, like we saw a couple of years ago, you get a lot of support Black businesses, and everybody turned their icons Black. But when things got tight, everyone starts to, you know, focus on their group. And so unfortunately, a lot of the low labor and skill, low wage jobs that Black people were doing, white people were actually having to take those jobs. So there was really nothing left for the Black employee. And so let's get straight to just the core concepts of why the businesses failed. So one, coming out of the 20s, as you guys may have heard, like the roaring 20s, there was a time of opulence. People had money. This is a great overall time. So around that time, we were also living in how we're living today with this highly speculative and hyped up market. So the stocks were just over. They were just to the moon, as you guys would say today. And a lot of retail investors, or, you know, your average Joes, had gotten into the stock market and overhyped. So there were a lot of overproduction of goods. And so the economy was overinflated by the speculation and the hype. So when the stocks crashed and everything started to come to fruition, the banks, you know, got nervous. They refused to lend money to the companies because they had a lack of confidence in the economy. What did that lead to? Well, that led to cutbacks in production, and that led to layoffs and unemployment.